Blog Talk Radio.
Queenie, we're going to get this party started while I wait on our co-host, Shazam. You know what to do. Press 1 if you're on the line. We'll start this show off with a little bit of, we already started off with family music. Listen, this 2023, we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep doing what we're supposed to do. You know, and I am speaking it to myself. I went through a hellified change from 2021, 2022 to now. And I'm good. I'm good. I think so. I think I'm good. So let's start the show off. I'm trying to find. Let's see. Yes. Southern Love right here on 5926 Central.
And now, more feel-good music.
Why and how are we doing this here? Southern love. There ain't no ancient secret, ain't no mystery. No need to be certified with no special degree. See, I'm good to you, you're good to me. I cherish your heart, you care for my needs. Protecting my woman, you respect your man.
Southern Love. That was by Marcel Casanova, our brother. All right. Oh, man. What's going on, Shazam?
Party as usual.
That's all right. The music, the music covers you. You all right. So what, how was your day? How did the day go? Did anything crazy happen?
No, nothing crazy. Just some regular stuff. Nothing crazy, really.
That's good. Oh.
They went pretty good for a Monday.
Is it raining out there?
No, it's just cold.
It's
a little cold this morning. And I got ready for work. I think it showed 28 or 29 degrees out.
My Lord.
It's completely off subject.
Nothing feels better than a blanket right out the dryer. Just saying.
Yes. Come on. That's a round of applause. Serious business. Serious business. Now, some people say they prefer heat, the weather to be hot than cold. I prefer it to be cold because then I can get under a blanket or I can control it a little bit. But heat, it's just heat.
and it's so uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. And it's expensive.
And on the top, and on the bottom, and in the front, and in the back.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, because you gotta understand, my homeboy's from New York, so I can understand his dilemma. But my thing is, heat is expensive. Your AC got to blow. It's expensive. You know, but I can get this blanket and I can get these boots and I can get the, jacket I already have. And, what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can bring this thing up. But heat is just, oh, my God, it sticks to you. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, so we're in January and February is coming. I'm getting ready to do my annual Super Bowl party. You understand me?
Mm.
It's gonna be good. I'm gonna do chicken sliders. I'm gonna do hamburger sliders, of course. I'm thinking about having nachos. I'm gonna have all kinds of chips. Now, mind you, I'm doing this. I'm making this menu right now. Right now on the spot.
As we speak.
Nachos, chips, all kinds of chips, all kinds of drinks. And see, in my apartment, we got a big gazebo outside, right? So everybody's just going to come out to the apartment. Now, I told them, I said, everybody bring something. Everybody bring something, you know, which I had to myself. I was so excited. I was saying a bunch of foolishness. I said, if you can cook, if you are the person in your family that everybody calls and tells you to bring something, I want you to cook. I want you to do it. Anybody else never cooked a day in their life or you ain't that good at it, I want you to bring paper plates, cups. We need it all. Forks. We need it all. I need you to hit Party City. I need you to get some balloons. I need you to stay in the safe zone. That's what I need you to do.
And you can't get no safer than
that. Let me tell you something. I don't care. And the only reason I'm saying is them because if you bring it, it's like wasting money. So I'm doing you a favor, helping you save money by telling you not to cook nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, save money and your feelings.
Because it's going to be one or two things that happen. I'm going to hand that dish back to you at the end of the night. Or you're going to watch me break all that food in the trash. And either way it go, whichever one don't hurt the most, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? Just go and let me know. You know, because I got issues with people and their food. For real.
Yeah.
I really do.
And you already know that people are going to eat what they're used to.
Yeah.
And so, and I say that because at my job we had everybody had the opportunity to bring something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I worked with a lot of Hispanics, so it was a lot of Mexican food, you know, stuff that we, that, like, is quote-unquote normal for us, like enchiladas and stuff like that, tamales, you know, typical, you know, basic Mexican food. Then you had the authentic, like, people from, like, Mexico, so the things that they like and how, you know how we like kush, but nobody else knows about that. You know, so just stuff like that that only they know. And then I brought my spaghetti.
Yeah.
I was completely, everybody wanted some spaghetti at my house.
Right.
All my kids wanted spaghetti at the house. So I contributed. But only a couple of people had some. And I was completely cool with that. But I also understood that people eat what they're comfortable with.
That's right. That's right.
So
that's,
you know, why it's like, oh, who made them say that?
Yeah, like,
you know.
And I ain't going to go there with the race.
You ain't going to go there with the what?
I said, I'm not going to go there with the race. I'm not going to do it. With the food, I'm kind of funny acting about food because I have, people have made deviled eggs, and I just was like, y'all made these for the devil, because this is not right. You made these for the, see, when I say make deviled eggs, I mean make deviled eggs. I don't mean try it out. That's, you can't play around with deviled eggs. That could ruin the whole night. It really could. You know, I'm just saying.
If you're not a cook and somebody says bring something, don't bring something that you're trying for the first time. Bring something that you have at least done a few times and is really good.
My God. My Lord. I just want to be supportive. And I want to be... I would accept people for their authenticity, you know.
And they better hope there ain't no kids to try your stuff that you tried for the first time or that you just think is great. Or your family tells you it's great because they don't want to hurt your feelings, but then you bring it out there to a bunch of strangers. And the kids say, ooh, nasty. And then what?
Then what? And the crazy thing about it is then you can't even call your family and say, when you get in that position, crazy thing about it is you can't even call your family and say, hey, you think I should take my, because they still lying to you. And then plus, if you're giving it to strangers, you know. So the best thing to do is to call your best friend when you decide you're going to take it. Because your best friend say, listen, boo.
Hey, best.
They lie to you at the family meeting. That you listen, that tastes like dirt. Don't do that. Don't you take that. You're going to be embarrassed.
I think it's some what do you call him? And not an influencer. He's either on YouTube. He's probably on everything. But I want to say that they call him Uncle Daddy. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Uncle Daddy. Oh, you're talking about
the black guy. And he always comes in, and I guess he's talking to his girlfriend. This one skit that I remember. He met his girlfriend at the family reunion or his family's get together, and she came with something that she made. And she said, you know, I made this, and he was like, where is it? Oh, I already took it in the house. Don't get that. I ain't tell you to bring that. You know, do you want my sister to do XYZ to you? You know, bring that stuff up in my. So he was real about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I can't remember if he said somebody said it was good or whatever. He said they lied to you.
They lied.
I'm telling you.
They lied.
Said.
And then you got to know that whoever told you it was good, they not your friend. I don't care if they are relative. I don't care if they're a parent. They don't have your best. They don't have your best interest. Yeah.
They don't care about it.
Basically, they want to see you fail. They want to see it. And they, it's not something that they really mean from the bottom. It's not something they set out to do deliberately, you know. It's Yes. It's sad. It really is. And don't set yourself up like that. See, the holidays are past. Thanksgiving is gone. And some of y'all should have gotten that awakening during the holidays. Because I'm going to tell you one thing about this family that's on this phone tonight, that's on this podcast. We are not going to eat it. And we're going to tell you. We're going to say, what is that? See, you have to be very careful what you bring to the family dinner. You have to. And I know a lot of y'all should have gotten some, you know, the truth thrown at you, this, you know, for the holidays. You know, and if you didn't, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody will tell you, hey, you shouldn't have put onions in there. Like, I don't understand why people put onions in potato salad. Now, hey, well, float your boat. You know, I'm not an onion and a potato salad type person. And you will see me get rid of or not eat. You will get that. You know how at the end of the day when you give that plate back or you put that plate in the trash and you see that, you see this food left, it will be on the plate. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I'm weird. I throw it away.
You could pull a slick move and to keep from hurting their feelings, you know, just say we did that somewhere. Something wasn't good. They just piled all the plates on top of each other and then put them in the trash. So you really didn't know who didn't eat what, but all of it was on the plate.
But you know who raised us? Like, okay, all right. Sister Cook used to tell me when I first started, you know, going places and speaking and all this. She told me, she said, don't eat the food. This is what she said to me now. She said, don't eat the food. She said, but don't throw it away in the people's face. Wait till you get out of the church and down the street, pull over at a gas station and throw it in the dump. Don't even take the food in your house. This is how cold-blooded mama was. She just said, it was the coldest. She's the coldest.
Yeah, I mean, you had to think about it, though. Like, you don't want to be rude and hurt nobody's feelings and all that other stuff. Yeah, you know. Okay. But, yeah, because you're going to get those two questions. What is this and who made it?
Yeah.
And the who made it just might cancel everything in the first place.
And you know, some of these people be slipping them casseroles in there, and don't nobody know where. I went to an event to somebody's house before, and they kept asking whose casserole dish is this. Nobody said a word. Oh, it ain't mine. Nobody stood up for their casserole dish. Hey, I'm like this. Hey, take responsibility for your stuff. Nobody, I'm telling you, it was so crazy. Nobody would accept responsibility for their casserole dish. But you were bold enough to bring this thing here. Now you got to go buy a whole, you got to go to Walmart, buy you a whole nother set, you know, because you know how we do it. We got to get the whole set with tops and everything for the casserole dish, you know. My Lord. Take responsibility for these monstrosities, for this stuff that y'all be putting together. This thing crazy. You're going to try it out. You're going to try it out on your family. Now, I'm glad I'm here. And I got to take back what I said. Matter of fact, serve it up to strangers before you serve it up to the family. I take responsibility for my error. So take it to your friends. Just don't bring it to my party, my Super Bowl party, because I'm, my God, I'm going to treat you like family. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's crazy. Listen, y'all, we're going to take a break. When we get back, I promise we ain't going to talk about your food, your cooking no more. Some of y'all offended right now because you just realized that your family been throwing your food away. So that's all right. Ain't you glad you tuned in tonight? share it with somebody and help them get, you know, get the truth too. This is Billy Cook Superstore right here, 05926 Central.
People's cooking. And
I just got one more thing to say on the y'all. I promise I'm going to leave you alone. But banana pudding is not supposed to be soupy. If I had a mic, I'd drop it. Ah, my God. I want you to know. Woo, Lord. It's just, I mean, it's feeling in my spirit. It's not supposed to be soupy. my Lord. Potato salad. Jesus, come on. I need somebody to help me here. It's not supposed to be soupy. Just, ah, oh, my God. Right there. It's not supposed to have none of those things associated with it. It's not supposed to, you understand me. And I want you to understand, and let me tell you this thing, and it's two types of banana puddings because I had to, I stand corrected. Okay, now. I'll say banana pudding from scratch, okay? Now, some of y'all don't know nothing about the banana pudding from scratch, and it's okay. They got recipes, even though I know I have witnessed people follow a recipe and it still not come out right. Okay, so I want you to know that some people don't have that calling to make banana pudding. It's okay for me and others. Now, the second type of banana pudding is made with pudding. Okay, I'm talking about Jell-O pudding. All right, I want you to understand that I will give you credit and I will not defame you. I will not take your credit. You understand me for being able to.
But I
add cookies.
Will not.
All I'm saying, I ain't trying to listen. Because some folk get offended. You understand me? Because they've been calling their pudding banana pudding for years.
I know that's yellow.
That's yellow. Yeah, I just want to tell, I just, listen, for all parties involved, that's it's yellow. I know. It's okay, though. One lady got offended. She got very, very offended. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to bring you some of my banana pudding. And let me tell y'all something about me. If I don't know anything else in this life, I know sweet potato pie. I know banana pudding. Okay? And I'm going to tell y'all why I know banana pudding. Damn, she can agree with me on this situation right here. We had an auntie named Aunt B. Okay?
Auntie. Yep.
My God. Listen. Once, my God, you ever heard the saying, once you go black, you never go back? Once you go to AV house or AV give you some, you'll never be the same again. Now, it wasn't, no. She didn't have, I never saw yellow, a packet, a box.
No.
Lord, I hope I help somebody. I'm trying to help somebody.
We saw condensed milk and sugar and vanilla flavor and banana flavor and a whole bunch of Johnson's vanilla wafers, you know, with the little clear bag with the little in red, white, and blue writing with the little man with the chef hat on it, the baker hat on it. You know, that's the kind of stuff that we saw. We didn't see no Jell-O packets.
My God.
Yeah, and Cool Whip or whipped cream don't go on it either, y'all. I'm just saying.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. I just, right then, girl, it just my toe, at the top of my toe, started itching. Listen. Oh, my God. Jesus, be offense all around me every day. Look. Listen, I believe they take the egg white. Nah, I ain't going to school y'all. I'm going to leave y'all alone because what I'm learning is it's just people just want to be creative, and I understand that. But listen, I want you to call it what it is. If you see a fly with butterfly wings, you still going to call it a fly? You're still going to call it fly? You're going to say it's a fly with what? Butterfly wings, right? So when you see, oh, my God, I feel my head. When you see, my God, a banana pudding with, my God, Cool Whip on it, it is banana pudding with Cool Whip on it. It don't go there. It don't belong there. That's like putting a chair. It's like trying to put your chair in the refrigerator. It don't go there. It don't go there. It go in the living room. You understand what I'm saying? That's like trying to build a bathroom in the living room. It don't go there unless it's an efficiency. This is an efficiency. I'm going to give you that. But it don't go there. You can't put things in places. If I go outside, I say, I get up. Okay, for example, I get up, getting ready to go to work, okay, and I put my shoes on my hands and my keys between my toes. Somebody going to say something wrong with their child. Yeah. Something wrong with her. They're going to say something wrong with her. So I am declaring, I'm decreeing and declaring right now, something wrong with you when you put Cool Whip. Let me just. Girl, you say Cool Whip, I fell on the floor. I'm on the floor now.
I will say, if you do the quote-unquote banana pudding with the Jell-O pudding, you can put all the Cool Whip and whipped cream on it you want to. That ain't right no way.
Listen. You can open up the Cool Whip bowl and pour your pudding over in the bowl. I wouldn't care. But you will not. My God. I'm going to leave that alone. That took me somewhere right then.
Yeah. Because you got your shoes, your hands, and your keys between your toes. So.
my shoes are on my hands, girl. My shoes are on my hands right now. Can't nobody do nothing about it. We're not even in the same place. You in East Texas. I'm way out here in Houston, girl. You can't help. But I believe you would help me if you was here. But we just some of this stuff got to be stopped. I'm glad we're talking about this. This stuff got to stop. Got to stop. And you know when it started? It started when people started deep frying everything. Deep fried a pickle. Deep fried. Listen. Okay, I hate to go to scripture. It say, before the Lord, it say, nothing was made that was made, okay? So let me help you with something. Once that Oreo cookie was made, nothing else needed to be made because it was already made. You understand what I'm saying? When y'all get that later? But you're doing too much. That's all I'm saying. What you doing all that for? And then this lady's like, well, I tasted a deep fried pickle, and it was good. Girl, listen, back up off me. Oh, my God. Only thing I want deep fried is some fish, some chicken. You understand me? Well, y'all need to have that cast iron skillet chicken in Zambia. My God. Why the guy hungry?
Man, I haven't done that in so long.
Man, listen. I have never in my life tasted chicken that good. You understand me? In the cast iron, oh my God. Now I got to go buy a cast iron, y'all. This is how bad it is. Oh, and then hot water cornbread. Ah, oh, got to go. Zan, let me tell you what happened, right? So, I was hungry. And I ain't used to cooking because I ain't been single for 4 years. So now that I'm single first, I have cooked more, right? So I had pork chops in the refrigerator. And say, I'm going to cook these pork chops, right? Cook the pork chops. And then I smother them in not no gravy because I ain't a gravy girl no more. Gravy added 30 pounds to my life. Let's move on. So I put that barbecue sauce on them pork chops, girl. Fit them pork chops in that oven, listen. My God, BFS all around me every day. And thought about, you know what I thought about, right? You're not going to go there. I thought about that barbecue chicken that mother used to cook.
Mother? Yep.
My God, I thought about it, y'all. We talked about it on the previous show. But y'all go back and find it. We ain't going to elaborate. We're not going to do it at all. All right. In the news, the girls' trip is coming back for a reunion or whatever, girls' trip. We have, I forget what well, one of the characters, I be forgetting her name, but she's playing in a lot of movies, right now, which I'm going to learn her name. But Queen Latifah, what's the other girl?
Mm-hmm.
Jada. And Tiffany Haddish.
Mm-hmm.
And keep forgetting.
I can't remember the other, but I know who you're talking about.
Yep. And I saw the Queen Latifah posted a video of it. And I hadn't seen, I mean, Jada was still doing Red Table Talk, which I hadn't been watching it lately. But I am happy that she is doing, you know, still moving forward. Because people really let her have it during the slap debacle. They really let her have it. She didn't slap. She didn't slap Chris Rock, but she might as well have been on the stage with Will when he slapped Chris Rock. She might as well have been on the stage because they drug her, you know, one end of the country to the other end. So.
Yeah.
And did I ask you, Sam, okay, a lot of people felt like it was Jada's fault. And I know we had a show about this, but I don't remember what you said. They felt like it was Jada's fault that Jada should have stopped Will from walking on the stage. Okay. Jada should have stopped grown man from walking on stage to slap Chris Rock. What you think?
I think Will is grown and he do what he wanted to. Can't nobody make him do that. Then I also think, for me, even though it was done on live TV, that's between Will and Chris.
And Chris. Yeah, he's his business. Because I feel like, how y'all going to do? I know y'all trying to say Will's career, but the truth of the matter is, okay, let's think. If a different comedian would have said that, a different comedian wouldn't even say that, I don't think. But a different comedian said, I always say this, Will and Chris Rock have a relationship off screen. And Chris repeatedly, that wasn't the first time he had said something about his wife. So my thing was, is Will supposed to not be a man at that moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is confusing me. I just thought
there are a lot of different variations, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, he is a supposed comedian, so maybe he could have waited till after the show, and then when he was getting in the limo, all the cameras and all that shit gone, maybe he could have slapped him in, you know? I don't know. You know, it really don't matter because it's done.
It's done. Yeah, that's done.
It's
time
done.
Still be with it.
And if, yeah, and if nobody hires Will Smith for shit else, he's sick. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's about life. He can slap her. He can slap her once. My thing is, you have to see that. He had to see that coming, though. Chris Rock saw that coming. They must have had,
I don't think he saw it coming in that environment, because that was that hoity-toity, you know.
Yeah.
Gala-type situation, like the award ceremony of the award ceremonies and something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people were expecting that. Not even Chris Rock. That's probably why he thought he could get away with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, had they been somewhere like at the Apollo or something, you know, I could see it happening.
Remember the Source Awards?
Or that. Or even the BET Awards. I could see it happening
Oh, my God.
But the Tony Awards, the Oscars, the Emmys, nah, nothing like that. Either way, it happened.
It happens.
And, you know. And
well,
Chris Rock probably going to say other shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they comedians. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Some of them are funny. Some of them aren't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
They find people and they make fun of them. Now,
mm-hmm.
what would get me is if he was doing the stuff somewhere out of Chicago or St. Louis or something like that, and he picked somebody out the audience, you know, picked the wrong one to say some shit about. So I could see him getting slapped in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure they would have got to him before the bodyguards got to him. I think it was just the fact of where it was when it happened is what really got people, or is what really had people talk, us regular people. Now, those people like other comedians and, you know, it doesn't matter where it would have happened, they were going to talk, you know, because they like, that's their living, that's what they do.
Yeah.
So. But it don't matter to me one way or the other because none of it affected me at all. None of it.
Yeah, not at all. I'm excited to see what the movie's going to be about, you know. I know I saw one of them pictures of Queen Latifah with that curly hair on the side of her head, and I didn't understand what was going on with it. But, hey, you know, to each his own.
Mm-hmm. My hair is usually laid. I haven't seen it when it wasn't. Well, except for when she was in that movie with when she was pretending to be an attorney and she got out of jail and went to stay with the attorney she was chatting with online while she was in the prison.
Yeah.
That's the only time she had her hair not fly.
Yeah, I saw the picture on Instagram, and I was like, my Lord. But anyway, hopefully, we got her hair together for the, which they should. I mean, like you said, you know, she usually got her hair laid, so it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good movie. I really do.
I don't doubt it. It might be as good as it may be as good as the final chapter of Best Man.
Well, I don't know about that because we Best Man got a whole.
Yeah, they went kind of rugged with the final chapter.
Yeah.
But it was still good.
It was good.
So we'll see.
Because at first I was like, who is this lady talking about she's in a marriage? You know what I'm saying? I was like, somebody fix this. This is not happening. But it was a good show. Because I never watched it twice. I enjoyed it. Well, we had a good time on the show tonight. Everybody, y'all tune in so y'all can get some instructions and stuff on what not to do. We need to do a segment on what not to do. You know, so. Not do's and don'ts, but just what not to do. Just don't do that. Okay? Don't do it. We want you to be the life of the party. And if you're going to live without your cooking, then don't bring it. Nobody deserves to die in the middle of a party. Nobody.
Not behind food.
Listen. One more thing, and then I'm gone. Then Zam gonna give a final word. Let me tell y'all this. First of all, potato salad. I'm passionate about this potato salad because my mama made this potato salad. And it blessed me. She made it for Thanksgiving. Listen. When I stuck my spoon in the potato salad, the spoon did not get stuck. same momentum it went in, same momentum came out. I was at a church function, and I saw the mother of the church, or one of the deaconesses, or whoever she was. She had that big old spoon. Y'all know that big old metal spoon that got the holes in it. It's long metal spoon. She took the big metal spoon, okay, and she dipped the spoon. Like, she just stuck the spoon down in the potato salad because they were fixing plates. Okay. Somebody called her name. She went to pick the spoon about the potato salad. Mine is a big old stew pot of potato salad. The whole pot lifted off the table. Spoon was stuck in the spoon. This is what I want to say. Listen. Full disclosure. Listen. That's not okay. Okay. Some things we say is okay to not be okay. In this situation, no, it's not okay. That's too heavy. Okay, I told y'all about heavy sweet potato pies, them heavy pies y'all be making. Now I'm gonna tell y'all about this heavy potato salad. There is no reason two people should have to take a potato salad, carry a potato salad out the car. You need to be stopped. Okay, you heard it right here on 5926.
That's a hell of a potato salad, boy. It's got to be in a big, big something.
Baby, what did you, what I'm saying, what was you doing? How many potatoes? That got to be four bags of potatoes. You were.
And I don't know. And if it was doing that, they didn't put enough Miracle Whip.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Somebody called her name, baby. She picked that spoon up in the whole pot. And then, look, let me tell you something. That pot hit that table, say, doof. I will not be having potato salad today. Mm-mm, not at all. Mm-hmm. You are what you eat. Listen, okay, Sam, your final words.
Two words. Good night.
Good night, y'all, and go to work tomorrow. And act like you got some sense. Might not like the job, but you got to pay the bills. Love y'all. You gotta go.